This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in to WIP Daily. I'm Tucker Bagley. It's May 30th. The Sixers, well, they have a new coach, Nick Nurse, reportedly taking the job just 9 days after Doc Rivers was dismissed by the team. And it's a move that I think a lot of fans are going to have opinions on. Nick Nurse is a name that a lot of people know. He spent the last 10 years in Toronto, the first five as Dwayne Casey's offensive coordinator, the last five as their head coach, obviously winning the title in 2019. He won Coach of the Year the following season, had a couple 50-win seasons, made the playoffs 3 out of his 5 years with the Raptors before being let go following the season. And this is a guy who I think around the NBA and around the people who know him is kind of known as a mad scientist. He tinkers a lot. He spent most of last season, I think they played the third most amount of zone defense in Toronto. And he's a guy that I think was probably atop a lot of people, not just Sixers fans, but other fan bases, other front offices. Reportedly, he withdrew from the Milwaukee job and was between Sixers and Phoenix before the Sixers finally got him to commit. This is a guy who I think was the top coaching candidate heading into the offseason, and Daryl Morey and Joshua Harris and this front office being able to convince him to come to Philadelphia and coach Joel Embiid, possibly James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, the rest of the guys. It is a big move for this franchise moving forward. And Nick Nurse is a guy who I think time will tell if it was the right move, but it certainly was the obvious move. And I think that's something that's really defined Daryl Morey's tenure as Sixers GM so far. And it's something that I think has been a little disappointing. To be honest, he's made a lot of moves that I think you or I or other fan bases or other hosts at WIP could have probably thought up. The creativity that he showed when he was the GM of the Rockets hasn't necessarily been around since he's joined the Sixers. But adding Nick Nurse to this team, adding a guy who I think really is an innovator both offensively and defensively, can really bring a new dimension to the Sixers team that really seems stale. But it's going to be a little bit of adjustment for Nurse. You kind of look at the roster they had in Toronto. I mean, that was a team that was really built around its wing depth, something the Sixers haven't really had the entire time. You kind of look at who was on that roster a year ago. You had guys like, OG Anunoby, Thaddeus Young obviously played for Toronto for bits this season, but Pascal Siakam, Chris Boucher, Scottie Barnes. They had a lot of guys between like 6'8 and 6'10 who could play on the wing, who could swarm the ball, who could really pressure, other teams on the perimeter. And the Sixers just don't have that. So that's going to be a big adjustment for him. And the other thing that I'm kind of intrigued by is Toronto played a lot in transition a year ago. The Sixers played a very plodding, slow style of basketball compared to maybe some other teams. And that's going to happen when James Harden, Joel Embiid, and you can throw Tobias Harris in there as well, three older players, three players that really thrive in a half-court offense. That's not really how Nick Nurse played. They really struggled in the half court in Toronto a year ago. I think they're 25th or 26th in points per possession when coming out of the half court. I imagine he's going to want to try and push the tempo a little bit more. Now, will James Harden, if he's here, will Joel Embiid be okay with that? Time will tell. But I also think that'll unlock guys like Tyrese Maxey, guys like D'Anthony Melton, who might be the only long, athletic perimeter defender the Sixers really have on their roster. Because you look at what they were capable of doing last year in Toronto, and two things really stuck out to me. The first was how well they took care of the basketball. They're number one in turnover percentage on both sides of the ball. They took away the ball from opponents, and they kept it. They only turned the ball over about 10% of the time offensively, which is number one in the NBA, where you look at the Sixers, who really struggle with turnovers, especially in the postseason, especially when you got to that Boston series. You look at their turnover percentage, they're 15th in the NBA. They're middle of the pack. Toronto was number one. And the second thing to look at was their offensive rebound percentage. Now, once again, that comes back to who was on the court for Toronto. Guys like Scottie Barnes, Chris Boucher, long athletic wings who can crash the boards, which the Sixers just don't have. I mean, they're two wing players for most of the season were Tobias Harris and P.J. Tucker. Now, P.J. Tucker turned it on in the postseason, but not necessarily a guy you're going to count on for, constant hustle, 30 minutes a night, 82 games a year. But they were also number three in offensive rebound percentage. So they took care of the basketball, they didn't turn it over, and they got extra possessions when they needed to through offensive rebounds. Those are three things that I think are incredibly encouraging as I look at Nick Nurse's resume. And the other thing to consider, and I think the most important part of this entire situation, is how he's going to work with Joel Embiid. Now, Adrian Wojnarowski yesterday, when he announced that Nick Nurse took this job, Joel Embiid, according to him, was the deciding factor. He wanted to work with Joel Embiid. He thinks Joel Embiid is fantastic, the reigning NBA MVP. And Nick Nurse is the guy who was always capable of shutting down Joel Embiid. Think back to that Toronto series that went to Game 7 back in 2019. Joel Embiid did not have a great series when he played. He had that stomach issue for a while through the middle of that series. I believe that regular season, or maybe the following regular season, is when he was held to 0 points against Toronto. And, there's a quote circulating Twitter from Nick Nurse's book where he talks about, how he stopped Joel Embiid, just shut him down in the first 5 or 6 minutes of a game. And that would kind of frustrate him and lead to him being a less effective player the rest of the way. I'm curious to see how he uses Joel Embiid. I think Nick Nurse is a guy who really likes ball movement. And you look at the Sixers offense last year, and hey, the Joel Embiid, James Harden pick and roll, that was the best pick and roll in the NBA. That might have been the best play, the best offensive set across the league. I mean, they were deadly in that, but Sixers offense became stagnant when that wasn't working, when James Harden and Joel Embiid struggled to get that going. And all you have to do is really look back at the end of that Celtics series, when Joe Mazzulla countered by putting Robert Williams in the game, by having him defend the basket, letting Al Horford go out and really attack those guys at the top of the key. It really, really frustrated the Sixers, and they didn't really have a counter option besides James Harden or Joel Embiid kind of going ISO, whether that's at the nail at the top of the key or down on the low block. The Sixers had no offensive ball movement when those guys pick and roll was not working. I think Nick Nurse isn't really going to let that happen. He's a guy that loves ball movement. He's a big fan of the triangle offense. He's said before he doesn't really like an offense that's all ISO, that's no ball movement. And I think one of the reasons that he took this job, and the main reason he took this job, is to work with Joel Embiid and help him kind of elevate his game, especially in the postseason. And I think creating an offense where there's a lot more off-ball movement, where there's a lot more work, especially in transition, which can unlock Tyrese Maxey, who I think really struggled once the game became strictly half court in the postseason, will be huge for the Sixers. I mean, they need to find new ways to add a new dynamic to their offense. They need to find new sets that can work for them, that they can count on down the stretch behind the pick and roll. And that'll unlock that a little bit more, where defenses aren't necessarily stuck on it. But if you're going to go away from that, and you aren't going to necessarily put the ball in James Harden's hands for 36, 38 minutes a night, the fit between him and Nick Nurse would would be an interesting one, because I think Doc Rivers gave James Harden that basketball freedom. Now, he may have not enjoyed some of the off-court things James Harden did over his, you know, year plus as a Sixer, but when push came to shove, the offense ran through James Harden. James Harden was the Sixers' offense for much of the season, and if Nick Nurse is going to try to clamp down on that, I mean, James Harden made it known. He said he wants to go to a place where he can enjoy basketball freedom in post in free agency, and if Nick Nurse doesn't necessarily offer that in Philadelphia, it becomes harder to see him hanging out and staying in Philadelphia. And
you ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The other thing to consider when it comes to Nick Nurse is he's never been afraid to call out players publicly. He's done it quite a bit with Pascal Siakam during their time together in Toronto. And the one thing Doc Rivers always did, the one thing Brett Brown really always did, if you want to go back that far, is they always defend their players publicly. Doc Rivers never called out Ben Simmons. You know, think back to that postseason run that ended against the Hawks where he never once criticized Ben Simmons. Maybe at the end he did, where he said he didn't know if he was a championship-worthy point guard, but when he was struggling to make his foul shots and he was refusing to go to the basket, Doc Rivers never, ever said he was a problem. He always stuck up and defended him. Brett Brown did the same thing. They both stuck up and defended Joel Embiid, and that isn't necessarily Nick Nurse's MO. If someone's lazy, if someone's dogging in on defense, if, you know, James Harden isn't giving full effort, if Joel Embiid takes a night off, Nick Nurse hasn't been afraid to call out his, you know, team and his players for doing so. So that's something that I think makes an interesting fit, because we all know the history between Joel Embiid and Nick Nurse, and obviously they had a meeting prior to Nick Nurse being hired, and apparently it went well, and you have to maybe look at that as probably one of the key points in this, you know, process to getting him here as a Sixers head coach. But the relationship Joel Embiid and Nick Nurse, at least publicly, as far as we all know, is, you know, Nick Nurse complaining about Joel Embiid getting all those foul calls last year in the postseason, Joel Embiid telling him to keep his mouth shut and stop complaining. So I think there's probably a lot of mutual respect between the two. I think Joel Embiid looks at Nick Nurse as a guy who really solved him for most of his career, knew how to stop him, knew how to figure out how to get him off his game. So kind of adding his enemy or adding someone who knows him so well into the building could certainly help Joel Embiid find new counters to what defense is throwing him. And the last thing that I think is really interesting as we look at Nick Nurse and kind of what to view when looking at the Sixers' future is just how much he emphasized the regular season. I know that's not something Sixers fans really care about after, you know, 5 second-round exits in the postseason over the last 6 years, but Nick Nurse really cares about the regular season. He cares about winning. He cares about getting to that 55, 56, 57 win mark, and he's talked before about how, you know, winning in the regular season, winning in, you know, December through January, February, March, that gets guys to the All-Star games, that gets guys paid, that get guys regular season awards, and it's not necessarily something that I'm sure it is a point of emphasis for Sixers fans right now, because we've done that before, right? We've had the number one seed. Joel Embiid won MVP this past season. It's going to come down to how well he does in the postseason, but he's a guy who really, really pushes his guys to play in the regular season. This past season, the Raptors had 4 starters averaged 35 minutes or more during the regular season. Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet were both top 5 in minutes per game, averaging over 37 minutes per game. And when you look at the Sixers and you look at kind of who's done that in career, the only answer is James Harden, who may not even be here, but James Harden, back when he was with Houston, averaged 38-plus minutes a game and played, you know, 78 to 82 games per season. He never took a day off, but Now he only played 58 games this year, but still averaged 37 minutes per game. Compare that to Joel Embiid, was around 34, Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris closer to 33 or 32. The Sixers, you know, have been really big proponents or really big advocates for load management and making sure that their guys are rested and ready for the postseason, and that hasn't necessarily been what Nick Nurse is about. So you have to wonder just how he's going to deal with this, and obviously the Sixers have, I think, a little more depth on their roster, even with a lot of their pending free agents. They'll bring a couple of them back. They'll find a way to fill out their bench, but one of the reasons why I think Nick Nurse was let go in Toronto was his unwillingness to play young role players and let them develop over the last couple seasons and playing his guys, Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, Scotty Barnes, who obviously was a rookie a year ago. Those guys really dominated the ball on the court. They all played over 35 minutes a game. They really went after it night in and night out through the regular season, and I don't know if that's necessarily what the Sixers need. The Sixers need a guy who's capable of winning in the postseason, which is what Nick Nurse has done. They need a guy who's capable of unlocking Joel Embiid, and I don't think anybody has locked down Joel Embiid better than Nick Nurse throughout his career, so that's certainly an exciting development. But the one question I have and the one thing I'm curious about is how he's going to manage these guys' workload when it comes to the regular season, because I'm sure a lot of Sixers fans don't necessarily care about that right now. And, you know, there's going to be an even bigger subsection of this fan base who throughout the season, no matter what they do, they could start out the season 25-0. They'll just cross their arms and say, I'm waiting for the second round of the postseason. And after the way this last season ended, I don't necessarily blame them. So Nick Nurse, the new head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, I'm sure there's going to be a press conference in the coming days. We'll get to hear all his ideas. Daryl Morey talking about the future of this team. But for now, I'm Tucker Bagley. This has been WIP Daily. Please follow the show wherever you get your podcasts, and we will talk to you tomorrow.